going back to the beginning?
You know my method, Rasim. Elementary.
I don't even know your name.
I know yours. Rasim Mayat. I know that you're a volunteer army doctor of sorts. You've been invalided home from Syria. You're staying away from your family, not out of necessity, but choice. Your therapist thinks your lump is psychosomatic, and your sister thinks you're socially awkward. Both are quite correct, I'm afraid.
What? How do you know?
221 Baker Street, 3 p.m. sharp.
I didn't even get your...
Shamshir Ismail Dinda. You can call me Sid.
I just got 7 distinctions. I can't hear you, ladies. Scream it, sister. Layla is a genius.
Now can we head home? Mom and Dad are waiting.
Sex, why are you always such a bore? Wait a minute. Your results are worse than mine, right? That's why you're raining on my parade. Come on, Zex, don't be such a sore. What?
Hello, Mo, hello, Mo, hello, Mo, hello, Mo.
Hello, Mo, hello, Mo, hello, Mo.
SMT. Yeah, keep sucking your tea.
Ha 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 ha. Sucking my teeth? No, 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 no. SMT, as in Slovo Muslim Terrorist. That's all you and your stupid father.
Help! Help! Terrorist attack!
Get in the car in front of you to find out, Wasim. I would make some sort of threat. But I'm sure your situation is quite clear to you.
You don't seem to be very afraid.
You don't seem to be frightening.
Ah, yes. The bravery of an officer. Bravery is by far the kindest word for stupidity.
I wish you'd learn something from Zakia.
Whatever. I'm out of here.
If you do move into 221 Baker Street, I'd be happy to pay you a meaningful sum of money on a regular basis to ease your way.
Why?
Layla! Zakia, Layla! Come here at once!
Why does that sound
like we're in trouble?
You think they found out about...
You're not haunted by the war, Dr. Wasim. You must welcome back. Time to choose a side, Wasim. Virtue or vice?
Hello, Mo, hello, Mo, hello, Mo, hello, Mo.
Hello, Mo, hello, Mo, hello, Mo, hello, Mo.
Hello, Mo,
hello, Mo.
Against his better judgment, a curious Wasim makes his way over to 221 Baker Street to meet Shamshir at 3 p.m. sharp.
See me? You dead, Emma. You came after all.
Salams, Shamshir Ismail.
Sid. Just Sid.
Well, Sid, this is a buzzing area. Must be expensive.
Miss Hassan, the landlady, is giving me a special deal, so spare me the interrogation.
Ah, Shamshir, my child.
It's Wasim. How do you do?
Shukar, shukar. Come in.
Do you girls have no mercy on your poor old father?
Come on, Dad. You're not that old.
Good one, sis. Let me get this every week.
It's rude to whisper in company, Layla.
Sorry, I was talking to myself.
Anyway, before I forget what I called you here for, I received a call from a young man who told me exactly what you two did.
Oh, no.
This is lovely.
I know. That's why I already moved in.
And look at the mess you've made, Shamshir.
Creativity can be messy. I apologize.
I searched you on the internet.
Any interesting finds?
Your blog, The Science of Logic and Deduction.
Ah, yes. What did you think?
You say you can identify a software designer by his tie, and a pilot by his thumb?
And a policeman by his? Terrible timing.
My head aches. I'm not going to school.
Amani, you have to go to school.
You never went to school, and you smart. You can teach me at home.
No, I can't. I have to make a living, and they'd put me in jail if I kept you at home. Why don't you tell me what's really the matter?
I'll tell you what's the matter, Pops. Scott let a fist fly again yesterday and had to see the principal.
Is that true, Amani?
Yes, but it wasn't my fault. Sammy provoked me.
Did you tell Mr. Kruger that?
Yes, for sure.
What did the principal say?
Dad, I can't repeat it.
Do you want to know what he said? He said all Muslims are the same. Look. Look, here's the lines she had to write down in detention.
All Muslims are terrorists. Well, that changes things.
Where? Hilbrow.
Why?
You wouldn't just call me.
Yes, I would never call you, but the sheriff summoned you.
Fantastic.
Are you coming?
Not in a police car. I'll drive behind. Miss Essen, I'll be late. Some food will be nice.
I'm your landlady, Shamshir, not your housekeeper.
Okay then, Simi. Simi, come. I need an assistant.
What?
Do you see why I said the two of you should go into niqab?
No way. How would they have caught Tahir Patel's eye if all he could see was their eyes? Come on.
Zach's big eyes would have scared him away.
Hey, don't laugh. You know what they say? All the better to see you with.
And now, you better listen, both of you. When Tahir and his family come...
Oh, no. No, no, no. Mom, please tell me you didn't.
See? I told you my Zakia would object.
Mom, did you tell them they could see both of us? That's ridiculous.
Thank you.
It's a source of unnecessary conflict and it's disgusting. You know what? I'm not interested. I want to study further anyway. This is stupid.
Zakia, what's wrong with you?
There's something wrong with Miss Perfect.
Oh, Layla.
Time out, ladies. Time out. As head of this family, I'll decide.
Thank Allah.
Tahir will meet Zakia.
What?
A very confused Wasim gets into Shamshir's car, wondering as to why they are following the police.
Okay, you've got questions.
Yeah, where are we going?
Crime scene. Next.
Who are you? What do you do?
Consulting detective. Only one in the world. I've invented the job.
What does that mean?
It means that when the police are out of their depth, which is always, they consult me.
The police do not consult amateurs.
Yes, they are the amateurs. So there's hope for you as a reservist. You'll have a place with them before the end of the day. But don't say I didn't warn you.
Excuse me?
You're excused. Next time, leave some of your personal details to the imagination. Best watch your back, buddy. Don't know who might be watching you.
You know about your enemy.
Did he offer you money to spy on me?
Yes.
Did you take it?
Nope.
Pity. We could have split the fee. Next time, think it through.
Next time?
I have more than one enemy.
You weird.
Limited edition. Yes, we are here.
Meanwhile, Layla goes to speak to a very anxious-looking Zekiah.
Zek, are you ready?
Far from it. I'm so sorry, Lails. I know you wanted this more than me.
Don't be silly. It's not like either of us know Tahir personally. Whatever's meant to be will be, right?
Wow. As strange as it is to say this, you are right.
Very funny. Anyway, here, I mixed this face mask for you. You need to glow to bowl the billionaire off his feet.
Oh, Lails, you're too sweet.
I know. Now hurry up.
Yes. I'll apply it immediately.
Zekiah may have 8 distinctions, but she's so gullible. This will show all of them who the better sister really is.
Shamshir, Wasim, and Sergeant Abrams finally arrive at the crime scene, a dingy-looking block of flats in Hillbro.
Anybody know who this guy is?
No, we haven't got any reports, no eyewitnesses from anybody.
All right.
Bullet wound to the right side of his head, a gun found in the flat. We've taken pictures of the body and fingerprints. The flat's door was locked from the inside. Could only be a suicide.
It's not.
Well, I'd say all...
Abrams, who did the sheriff summon?
What does that have to do with...
So don't.
Don't what?
Don't talk out loud. You lower the IQ of the whole street.
Yo.
Right.
Zekiah, where are you? Tahir has been waiting 15 minutes to see you. Come out at once.
I can't, Mom.
Why not? What happened, Zekiah?